This is Deanna Hart, Assistant Editor with American City and County Magazine, and I am talking to New Haven, Connecticut Mayor John DeStefano about the city's municipal identification program, which began in July and issues ID cards to all residents. You said that one of the driving forces of the municipal identification program was public safety, and I wanted to find out what was happening in New Haven that you felt this program would address? Why was this something that you wanted to implement in the city?
The genesis of the program was that undocumented residents were victims of street crime and home invasions, of their inability to open bank accounts and therefore retain large sums of cash. What evolved then was a discussion about their inability and concern about contacting police, as their understanding of police in the countries from which they immigrate is different than our police. And what ensued with the police chief and I was a discussion about it would be good for the police to know who's in New Haven and for the people in New Haven to have a civic connection to government. The concept of the card was born there, but then was extended to include benefits for all residents of the city, so it would have applicants for everyone living here under any circumstance.
Did you expect such a large turnout for residents applying for the program? And I believe more than 3,000 have been issued since the program's inception. Did you expect it to be so successful and well-received?
We have had greater demand for the card than we had expected. Our initial cards tended to be large numbers of individuals whose birthplace were not in the United States. That said, a major part of our outreach now is the undergraduate campus at Yale.
Okay.
And later this year will be to provide identity cards for New Haven Public School students.
Why do you think that the program has been successful?
I think there are large numbers of New Haven residents who, because of the failure of the national government to adopt sound immigration and border security policy, are here undocumented. And I think they saw this as a way to provide a mechanism for themselves to negotiate day-to-day life, which is to be able to say who they are. I think there's also been some reasonably large segment of the New Haven population who is properly documented, who are using the cards either for its debit card feature, for library services, rec services, or frankly as a show of support for the undocumented community.
What challenges, if any, have you had to overcome to get this program up and running? What have you faced?
Misunderstandings and willful misinformation by those who have issue with immigration policy in the United States. We did not initiate this program as a commentary on the federal government's failure to adopt immigration reform or border security. We're dealing with a significant part of our population, which was undocumented. Since then, there have been folks who have used this to suggest that we're trying to create paper trails for terrorists or to extend rights that otherwise wouldn't exist or to frankly use the card to violate the law. We were very diligent in our efforts to research our authority to do this. It was run by the Attorney General of the State of Connecticut through the U.S. Attorney's offices as well before we initiated the program. There's been some misunderstanding, but I think its genesis is among those who have issue with the federal government's immigration policies or lack thereof.
You talked about misunderstandings. What misconceptions do people, residents, and possibly other city officials have with the program?
That people are going to have access to services that they otherwise wouldn't have. Fact is, in our public schools, we register kids without demonstration of citizenship. Fact is, our hospitals serve people without having to document citizenship. And so, frankly, we're not extending a benefit that otherwise wouldn't exist at the same time. I think there have been some hate groups who have used the card as a way to suggest that we're distributing material saying this takes jobs away from African American males. It is race baiting hate activity. I think if you look at some of the anti-immigration groups, you'll see white supremacist organizations behind them, and groups that just make you want to wash your hands after talking to them.
Mm. How do you respond to those critics, those who say that illegal immigrants are going to be getting city services that they shouldn't be receiving, or any of the other criticism that you've received? How do you respond to that?
Well, we've been very transparent and clear on what the purpose of the card is and what it can be used for and what it can't be used for. We've made it clear that this is for all residents of New Haven, regardless of their status, and particularly if you're a senior that doesn't want to purchase an expensive State of Connecticut license because you don't drive but want a photo ID. If you're a Yale student who's spending 4 years in New Haven but from out of state, if you're a parent who would like to see your middle school student have a photo ID, if you're someone who works in the downtown and would like to use the debit card feature at the 50 businesses that use it, if you're a senior who wants to use our elderly transportation services, this is an acceptable form of gaining access to those services, is to emphasize its broad applicability and to be very clear about what it is and what it isn't.
Okay. This is a program that other cities are currently implementing or thinking about, such as San Francisco. And why do you feel that other cities could benefit from this type of program?
American cities and towns each have to figure out what works best for them. That said, I think there are hundreds and hundreds of American cities that are grappling with the contradictions of our immigration policy. They have large populations that are significant parts of their workforces, that their businesses who pay them taxes are relying on. These populations are often anxious about identifying their presence, so you do get situations where they don't report crime that they may witness or be victims of. You see circumstances in these communities where they feel that, as we do in New Haven, that in order to be a successful community, you have to engage the community. And I think some communities will look at our program and see it has value. So at the same time, I have no doubt there will be some communities that will look at what we're doing and say, what part of the illegal don't we understand? Mm-hmm. And we'll seek to pass ordinances that may be legal or not, again, not my issue, about you can't lease to undocumented, you can't admit them to the schools, they cannot be treated in emergency rooms, and on and on and on. But again, I think what's happening is cities and towns are dealing with just this abject failure of the federal government, which, you know, a more cynical view might be is they know exactly what they're doing, is they don't have the political courage to recognize the reality that the economy can't sustain the loss of 13 million undocumented workers. They're unwilling to pass a guest worker program. They're unwilling to pass the pathway to citizenship. They're afraid of the word amnesty. So that, you know, basically the federal government is trying to have it both ways, which is to do very modest enforcement, not secure the borders, and not take any action to legitimize the presence of this workforce in our nation.
And although the program is in its early stages, have you seen any results so far as far as public safety issues or anything like that?
No, I can't point to that. I can't point to this, but we now have ways to contact thousands of people in New Haven. They feel free to contact us. They had to come to City Hall to apply for these cards and to document their presence here. To me, it's building a foundation for successful and civil relationships between government and residents.
What do you see as the future of this program? How do you see it expanding?
access to financial services. I think we will introduce in the new year a financial literacy component. We are working now with banks in New Haven to use the ID card as a principal identification for opening bank accounts. Two banks, Chase and Sovereign, as I recall, have agreed. I think most banks in New Haven by the end of the year will agree to use the card as a principal means of opening identification, which was a principal concern to us that individuals who don't have Social Security numbers have access to open accounts, which, as you know, the Internal Revenue Service, which is less concerned with immigration and more concerned with collecting taxes, issues tax ID numbers to undocumented residents so they can pay their taxes.
Right.
And there are many undocumented residents who are interested in doing that in order to establish a record of paying their taxes in the hope that someday that will help you pathway to legal presence in the nation.